We asked Chief Carl Dabity to join us this morning, and he is with us now via telephone. Chief, thanks for being on the show. Chief, you with us?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, we can.
We've got you now, Chief. Is DOJ going to give you and the mayor's office and the sheriff any advance warning at all, or are they just going to drop this on us?
Well, I don't really know the answer to that. I would like to think that we would get some advance warning as to when it's going to come out. But as of right now, we haven't gotten that.
Let me ask you this straight up. The first national story on waiting broke yesterday with NBC News, and they're quoting a community activist as saying busloads of police in riot gear are being staged at Piccadilly parking lots and things like that. Is there any truth to that?
No, sir. Not to my knowledge, anyway. The Baton Rouge Police Department, we have been in training and different things since the summer. It has actually never really stopped. It has been an ongoing thing because we knew this was coming. We knew that there was going to be a decision. We were not perfect in the first round of the protest, and we had some things that we needed to correct, and we have worked with all our agencies that have helped us, the sheriff and state police, and you know, we've all tried to do better and get better, and I feel like we've accomplished that, and hopefully we won't need any of us, and the decision will come out, we'll have some peaceful protest, and you know, we'll get through this thing.
Any leaves or vacations canceled this week or anything of that nature?
I have not canceled any leaves or vacations.
Let me ask you this, if you can, I know you and the state police and the sheriff's office, LSU, operate this fusion center, which is basically a good intel operation. Are you hearing anything that makes you concerned at this point?
No, sir, not at this point. We haven't heard a whole lot. Of course, you know, you're going to hear some things, but we don't have anything credible at this time that we feel that would put anybody in danger.
How about are you monitoring hotel bookings or whether they're loaded up with people from out of town or anything of that nature?
We haven't been abreast of any of that at this point. You know, we keep a good eye on the city, so to say, and but to our knowledge, that has not happened.
The impact of possible demonstrations, do people need a permit to make sure that the city police can escort them safely if they want to march? Can they just demonstrate without a permit as long as they don't block roads? How is this going to work?
Well, what we've asked is that we just be notified. Usually you have a 30-day permit lead time for a permit for a march or run or any event that would have a road closure involved. But in this event, we have waived that 30-day period, but we do ask that we be contacted so that we can arrange and set it up and make sure that everybody is safe.
That makes good sense. Have you been contacted at all at this point?
No, sir. Not to my knowledge. I don't believe anyone has contacted us yet. I think a lot of it is just waiting on the day that the decision comes down.
There was criticism of the force during the protest last summer because of the riot gear, and they called that intimidation. Do you care to comment on that in any way?
Well, it was protective gear is what it is, and does it look intimidating? I'm sure it does, but it was never used as a force or a force on the protesters. It was mainly protecting of the officers. As you know, we did have an officer that got hit in the mouth with a rock and lost his front teeth. So there is a need for our officers, and we need to protect them and make sure that they're okay. And that's all the protective gear was. As long as everything is lawful and peaceful and there's no damage to any structures or anything, there won't be a need for any of that. So, you know, it just kind of depends on how the crowd goes and reacts. And if everybody's peaceful, then we'll have a very peaceful demonstration and everybody's voice will get heard.
Have there been any applications for parade permits or anything of that nature to have a march?
No, sir. Not to my knowledge.
That's interesting.
Chief, I know you're busy. Before we let you go, a lot of the political leaders have been in the community. They've been having meetings. They have been asking people to remain calm and abide by the decision of the Justice Department. Your officers that are out day-to-day and doing a lot of community face-to-face policing, are they doing the same thing with the folks they interact with on a daily basis?
Oh, yes, sir. We've from the summer, we have had a big effort in our community relations. A lot of these community meetings we've been going to, we've been attending, we've been there, we've heard what our community has to say, and we've done a lot in a communication forum to have those interactions and to talk to the community and let their voices be heard and take what they say and make changes that we need to make. And it's all about communication, and everybody has to calmly come to the table, put everything out on the table, and then we can move forward from that point.
Well, Chief Dabbity, I'm glad to hear an optimistic tone in your comments, although I know you all are ready, and we always appreciate your taking the time at times like this to speak with our audience.
Yes, sir. Anytime.
All righty. Thanks for being on the program this morning.